Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Sub-Saharan Africa's population is growing by leaps and bounds. Some 60% of Africans are under 25 years old. And a decade from now, there will be about 320 million Africans between the ages of 15 and 24. Most of these young people will need jobs. By some estimates, Africa will need 18 million new jobs per year for the next 20 years. This is where Prosper Africa comes in. Announced in December 2018, this initiative aims to dramatically increase two-way trade and investment between the United States and Africa, according to USAID's Acting Assistant Administrator for Africa, Chris Maloney.
We want to do that because that's where job-creating, long-term, self-sustaining economic growth comes from.
This is where the three objectives of Prosper Africa come into play, said Mr. Maloney.
So the first thing that Prosper Africa is doing is created a coordinated one-stop shop so that both African and U.S. investors have a simple one-stop shop to go to help figure out, hey, I have this idea, I have this investment opportunity, how can you help me make it happen?
It's that simple, but incredibly important, said Acting Assistant Administrator Maloney. The second objective is to facilitate commercial engagement between the United States and African countries. To fulfill all aspects of Prosper Africa, every U.S. embassy in Africa has an interagency team of people called the Deal Team, who work with both the U.S. and the host country's private sector to identify exciting business opportunities.
These deal teams can help unpack the mystery of operating in a given country. The third objective, the third piece of what Prosper Africa does is really working hard to foster a level playing field when it comes to trade and investment across Africa. So that's a lot of policy and technical support both to governments and to civil society to help advocate for policies that will make doing business easier.
So at the end of the day, it's that one-stop shop, said Acting Assistant Administrator Maloney. It's those deal teams and its trade and investment policy work. Those are three pieces which together will ensure that we get the Prosper Africa initiative right. We're very hopeful that we'll be able to really spur more trade between Africa and the United States.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.